Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Greetings, everybody. Greetings, greetings, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this show. And I am really looking forward to the conversation today with my guest, Mr. John Wheeler. So welcome, John, to the show.
Hi, happy to be here.
Thank you so much. And we're going to be talking today about beauty beyond judgment. And, you know, that is such a loaded topic, isn't it? You know, judgment and beauty, and what in the world does all that mean? And, you know, and just looking at that, the title alone, and then wondering, what would our world be like if we had no judgment of ourselves and others? And just even asking that question kind of relaxes my body. And looking at this, right, and looking at this topic, John, it was even like wondering, what is my definition of beauty? And, you know, what do we believe that is? What do we subscribe to? And so I've really been looking forward to this conversation. And so what if it's beyond something that we think we have to obtain, or there's, you know, some kind of benchmark or something like that? And then what if beauty's actually beyond all of that? So John is a licensed professional counselor, and he's also an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, and he's got many years experience facilitating and seeing people around the world looking at choice and possibility and empowering people for them to choose what they would like their life, their living, and their business to be like. So, John, from your experience as a counselor and facilitator and other things that you have done, what brought you to wanting to talk about this topic today?
Yeah, well, so you and I had talked about it, picking a topic, and there was one day I had a client, I was sitting there, and this topic came up in our session about the idea of like overeating and exercise and like kind of the requirements of what you actually have in order to have the body that you'd like, and then therefore know that you're beautiful. And one of the things that was up in the client's world was really starting to look at how like doing photography, and in this case it was nude photography, but there was someone that they would watch and follow on like social media, and they were looking at it going, okay, this person has a level of comfort or a level of something with their body. And my client was looking at it going, okay, well, I like that. Whatever they're presenting with their body, I'd like to have it. And one of the questions that I asked them is, well, what have you decided that beauty looks like? And started to look at this piece. And really where the judgment part of this came in is, what have you decided judgment is, or what have you decided beauty is, and then how many layers of judgment you actually have to use to try to create the brand of beauty that's on TV or in the magazines. Because we have, over the many years with having mass media production, where one year it's big is beautiful and big is bold, and then we'll have skinny is better and you should strive to eat better and exercise more, and really creating this place where it's like, how do you actually even freaking exist? And how do you have beauty if you don't have judgment? And that, when you asked the first question at the beginning of this with the topic, the first question that popped in my head is, well, Betsy, how can you have beauty if you don't have judgment? And so it was funny when I had the question come up in my head, I was like, what the heck? Like, what is that? Like, how many people do believe that if we didn't have a definition of what wasn't beautiful, how do we know that we're beautiful? And so how would we measure that if we didn't have judgment? And I guess that's looking at what have we actually defined beauty as that it isn't.
You know, that, and that brings up a great part to this conversation, you know, like, so what have we, you know, what limitations have we even put on beauty by our definitions? And so looking at this topic today and this having this conversation, I wonder where we have, what we have decided about that beauty is or isn't, that we could even maybe change for our own personal points of view about this conversation.
Yeah. Well, and so for me, one of the things I had to look at in facilitating the Body of Change call series that's going on with Dr. Lisa Cooney, I did the first call, and it was on ease with bodies. And it was so interesting because in my world, I was looking at it going, well, doesn't everyone like work to have that? And one of the things that came out of it was actually starting to look at how much ease or how much my body has changed by just being willing to get out of the judgment of it. Like not mm-hmm. waking up, and I didn't recognize this until after, you know, talking about this with a few people, but looking at it going, you know what, I used to wake up every day and shower or whatever, and you get out, and how many times the first thing you do is look in the mirror and find something wrong with your body. Mm-hmm. My hair is too long. My hair is too short. My hair won't style. I'm fat. I'm too skinny. Yes, some people do think they're too skinny. But like having these different pieces to it and recognizing how much easier it is to wake up every day now, not doing that first and going straight to the judgment of me or my body or how I look, and actually starting to enjoy my body. And it's funny because I'm looking at it and I don't really know when that changed specifically. I just have noticed that it did. And I think the biggest part of it is I've stopped comparing myself with other people. And I've just started to have my own level of beauty or my own type of beauty and being me. Of showing up however I show up that day, wearing whatever I want to wear that day, looking however I want to look that day, and getting out of this place of judgment of myself and being mm-hmm. worried about the judgments from other people. Like, what are they going to think about what I'm wearing? What are they going to say about how I'm dressed or how my hair is today? And when I just stop doing that, it just creates a little different world for yourself. And just looking at this idea of beauty and those various types. It's like, for me, looking at how does a kid look at their parent? Or how does my dog just barked, God love her. But with mm-hmm. animals, too, like, animals look at you and they see you for what you are. They see you how you are. They don't expect anything different of you. Most kids when they look at you. They don't expect anything different of you. You're beautiful how you are. But then somewhere down the road, it's like we learn there's a way that you should be. And if you don't match that or you don't look a certain way, then you don't have beauty. And so that, to me, is the invitation of beauty beyond judgment.
Well, and that piece that you brought into the conversation about the comparison thing, you know, and I'm wondering even where did we learn it and when did we start doing it? Because like you said, you don't come into this world doing that. But somewhere along the line, we've learned it, we've picked it up, and then we just kind of go on this automatic pilot of constantly doing that. So I wonder what you know there.
Well, the first thing I thought of when you said it is how many times do we look at even our parents? And like I said, as kids, we don't need to have judgment. Just looking at your mom and your dad, it's like they're beautiful how they are. And how much are we aware of how they judge themselves? And so as they continue to judge themselves, then we start to pick up this judgment. And then it starts to match, like, okay, I think this about my mom, and she says it's actually this other piece. So it's like my mom, I love her hair, and for her, she hates her hair, and then I'm going, okay, so the energy of loving my hair is actually this energy, which is hating my hair. So now I have to hate my hair in order to love my hair. which is, as I'm saying it, I'm like, you hear this and it's, you know, twisting your brain. It is kind of a brain twister, but like where we actually looked at other people and the beautiful things about them that they didn't see as beautiful. And so therefore, what our definition of beauty has become the opposite of beauty, which is where we get into actually having beauty with judgment instead of having beauty beyond the judgment.
So many times. So what is beauty beyond judgment in your world?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Well, I guess when I look at it, I want to say acceptance, but that is so not the right word. I guess it's getting to that place where you're actually, like, okay. There's a level of peace in your world with you and your body and how it appears, which sounds so weird. Like, as these words leave my mouth, like, how do I actually put words to this thought I have in my head? But looking at the place where you're actually able to be with your body and you're able to be how you'd like to be in the world, you'd like to show up in the world, but you do it from a place of, it's not that you are beautiful or you aren't beautiful or you have the right body or you don't have the right body, but it's, this is my body. Flaws and all, this is mine. And actually being willing to go out in the world living with your body and not having to have the place where in order to exist or in order to acknowledge that you have a body that you have to judge it. Like, how many of us actually acknowledge that we have a body, for starters? And then how many of us know that we have a body because we judge it dynamically rather than we have a body because we enjoy it or for the gift that it is? So for me, the beauty beyond judgment is a place where even though judgment exists, because we're never going to resolve all the judgment on the planet, that's, people don't want that. It's not going to happen. But instead of being subject to whatever judgment's being placed at us or we're aware of, it's actually being willing to be us with our bodies, no matter what people think, no matter what people say, and actually enjoy it. Like, I think that's the big piece for me that shifted with this idea, is enjoying the way my body looks, enjoying the way my body is, enjoying, like, any clothes I put on, actually putting clothes on because it's fun, like, okay, if I put on this today, like, it makes me feel a certain way. If I put on this clothing, it makes me feel a certain way. And then actively choosing which of those feels the way I'd like to feel that day. So there's a level of communion. There's a level of ease. Mm-hmm. There's a level of peace. And not from the woo-woo peace, like peace on earth, but actually a level of peace where it's like existing without a lot of noise is the best way I can think of it. Your head's not going 50 miles an hour going, how does this fat roll look, or how does this bend look, or what do I look like if I bend over in this outfit, or if I sit this way, how many chins do I have? Like going, you know what, this is a comfortable way to sit, and I'm going to sit this way. And when people judge you, it's like, okay, you can judge me, I don't care.
Yeah.
Which is a very different way to live.
It is. It really is, you know, to have that place where it is like water rolling off your back like a duck, you know, and not feeling like you're impacted, you're wounded, whatever, with whatever judgment that might be coming your way. And to be like, okay, you know, you're going to think what you think, and that's okay. And so when you can actually, and there was, you know, when I asked you that question about what is living, you know, beyond judgment, what is that for you? There was this sense of peace and tranquility and, you know, like, what would it take to live that space 24/7?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're on our first break, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance with my guest today, John Wheeler. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.' Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm having such a fun conversation today with John Wheeler, and we are talking about beauty beyond judgment, and is it possible? We live in an interesting time, right, with the we have so much being blared at us, for lack of a better way of saying it. You know, that's why I was looking at how to say this. You know, blaring at us through the internet and through television and radio and magazines, and like you said earlier, you know, the standard of beauty, which is constantly changing. You know, it's a big butt, a small butt, no butt, big hips, you know, big boobs, flat chested for women, and then, you know, men, it's muscular or bigger or, you know, whatever. So the standard is always changing. And so as you're growing up, you know, you see this, and you hear these different things that are projected subtly as well as not so subtly. So, you know, you start to have these thoughts, well, my body doesn't look like that. And I, you know, if you want to be a blonde and you're a brunette, you know, and you want blue eyes and you have brown eyes, you know, things like that, where you start setting yourself up for these impossible standards. Then you go to judgment, and then, you know, you're aware of other people's judgments of themselves or others. And, you know, so it just, like, over time just becomes greater and greater and greater. And along the way, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about, where does this even start? And then you had mentioned, you know, you pick up things from your parents and other people. And so I wonder how much of these things that we have thought were our own feelings and judgments and those things about ourselves and our bodies, I wonder how much of those really aren't even ours.
Yeah.
So we've got, we were talking right before about the peace, the tranquility when you go beyond what I was just describing. And so if you would prefer to, you know, let's say somebody's listening to this conversation and saying, okay, I would like that place where I feel tranquil and peaceful, and I don't really want to have all of the constant judgments and different things that I might have going on in my life, what are some things that people could start implementing in their life to create that?
Yeah. Well, one of the first things that I usually give as a tool to any client I work with, whether it's counseling or facilitating an access consciousness class, whatever, the very first thing I look at is you have to actually acknowledge that you're doing it. And
story.
the question that I posed the other day that just came up in my world, and I was like, oh, that's a wonderful thing to ask, is how do you change something that you don't acknowledge is even happening? So if you just deny that you're doing it, you're not actually willing to get present with what you're creating, you're not going to change it. Which is probably one of the hardest things to do, and yet it's the easiest way to change something. It's just look at it going, okay, I'm aware of what's happening here. I'm judging myself again. And then instead of judging yourself for judging, you go, okay, I'm judging. I'm going to stop. Or, okay, I'm judging and I'm enjoying it. I'm going to keep doing it. And the cool part with it is it's not right or wrong. Like, if you choose
right
to keep judging you and you're enjoying it, at least enjoy it. and if it's not so fun, then it's like, okay, that's where I would start asking some questions. And one of the questions, as Betsy was kind of going through some of the things that we've discussed so far, is a question from Dr. Dane here, which is looking at these things that may not necessarily look as beautiful as you'd like or may not turn out the way that you'd like, and asking, what's the beautiful energy underneath this? Or what's the beauty if you want to make it more, a little less metaphysic or a little less woo-woo, if you will, is what's the beauty underneath this? what's the actual beauty with this thing? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the beauty beyond, what's the beauty underneath your judgment? And it's really fun because I just asked that and looked at it and my head goes, what? You can't have beauty under something that you're touching. And it's funny because that's exactly what keeps you from having it. It's going, wait, I can't have, like, and I'm just realizing this is me working through my own thought process of my point of view at the beginning when you said beauty beyond judgment. And I said, how do you have beauty? Like, is that actually a thing that you can do? It's like, oh, well, that's where we keep, it's where I'm keeping myself stuck anyway. It's going, okay, I'm acknowledging I'm judging it. Okay, I don't want to judge it anymore. But then still buying that I can't have it without the judgment.
Hmm.
Probably the only one
again.
Doing that. That's going, yeah, I'm like, I said it and I'm like, I'm not the only person doing that. And that's the best words I have with it is in looking at this process, starting with, oh, 1 second.
Oopsie. The joy of live radio, right? You got barking dogs, doorbells ringing, kids crying. You know, it's just another day.
I know. It's like how I even think about it before I got on. I'm like, how do you keep all of these things? I'm like, you can't. I just accept it. I'm like, she'll bark at least once, I'm sure. But going
to make sure she's included.
Yeah, she's like, hello, I know a thing or two about beauty. I'm a beautiful,
I'm sure.
I have a, for those of you who have never been in any of my things and seen my dog, she's a white and tan dachshund, which is a rare color. So she is beauty just in the way that she was born. Which some of you may also be like, but I probably would never look at the fact that you were beautiful the way you were born. But with the processes or these tools, these steps, it's like acknowledging first and going, okay, I'm judging, and then making the choice, the demand of, I'm not going to judge myself for this. But then buying the lie that, okay, if I don't judge, then I can't have it. Like that somehow if you don't judge how beautiful you are, you can actually have beauty. And I get when I say that, it's like so true in my world right now, but it's such a lie.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you don't have, literally looking at, if you don't have judgment, beauty does not exist. Which is like nails on a chalkboard for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's it's like, what is beautiful? You know, like, what have we defined as beautiful? And what have we defined as ugly? What have we defined as, you know, mediocre? And, like, if we eliminated all of those things, then what, you know, what could we create from that space where we totally obliterate all of our definitions, all of our projections, our conclusions, our, you know, just all of that, and we take it all and we put it at the bottom of a lake, you know, just like it's gone forever. Then what is beautiful?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, that's kind of neat to look at, isn't it? You know?
And I get too, as you described that, that's kind of the energy behind that question of what is the beautiful energy beneath this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you actually get beneath, you get the point of view underneath all of those things. When you actually get under it and away from it, then it's like, what's actually here? Which is really cool.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
I know with Dr. Dane, again, I just keep using him because for some reason his stuff is like super in my head right now. But he also describes a lot of times like going out in nature and how if you've ever the same piece of looking at, if you want this level of peace and tranquility, how do you get it? Another kind of exercise or tool that you could use that's more tangible is actually make some time where you can be with nature, where you can actually go outside, shut out your working world, shut out the text messages, the social media, the news, whatever is in your world that day. And actually mm-hmm. set a time to just be outside with nature.
Yep.
And then notice how it feels. Because most of the time, well, not most of the time, nature doesn't have any judgment of anything. Everything just is. Like Gary Douglas, I love his depiction of a bird. He says, a bird doesn't wake up one day and say, I'm having a bad hair day, I'm not singing. The bird sings anyways. But with people, we look at it and say, I don't feel good today, or I don't look good today. I have whatever I'm not doing. I'm not choosing this because of this thing. It's like, how much do we do that with beauty? Also, I was just speaking with a friend, another access facilitator, about doing Facebook Lives, and they asked me if I had any tips on doing Facebook Lives and things of that nature, because they, when they go to do them, they watch themselves, like the picture of them, and then they judge themselves, like what they look like. And I said, well, it's interesting that you judge what you look like, but you're not judging what you're being or what you're saying. And just how pervasive is appearance?
Mm-hmm.
And what's really funny to me is nothing actually appears. The way that something actually looks is not always exactly what it is.
Well, that's so true. We see ourselves so jaded, you know, so differently than the way other people see you, you know, and that's such a great point to this conversation, John. It really is.
And I get that could be another one of these kind of questions or tools to use is, and it's often what they invite us to with access classes when we have, you know, someone who's giving us a comment, like a compliment or something, and realizing, I remember for me at a advanced body class that I went up to the mic and I was asking the facilitator, like I noticed in that class how many people had come up to me and told me how I was great, I was a contribution, how good I looked, like all these things that most people would say were positive. And for me, in my world, it was like, oh, these people are full of shit. Like, pardon my language, but these people, there's no way. Like, what do these people see? They're all nuts. I don't believe them because that can't be true. And the question, it was Brendan Watt at the time that was facilitating the class, and I asked about it. And I said, hey, we talk about being willing to receive judgments and let people judge us and be like the water with the duck with the water over the back. Like, it's just a judgment. It doesn't mean anything. But what about when someone gives you a compliment and you won't receive that?
Mm-hmm.
And the question that he asked, or the thing that he suggested I do, is ask what it would be like to see me the way someone else who doesn't have a judgment as me sees me.
Right.
So, of course, with them, it's like, you can use, if anyone knows Gary Douglas, he's probably one of the people I know in the world that has zero judgment of anything. And like, if you see you the way Gary sees you, or even on this call, like Betsy and I are the ones on this radio show, like if you were to see you the way that we see you, or the way that we're speaking, that we would see you, how different might it be?
It's so true. And it's, so, you know, if you could see yourself through non-judgmental eyes, you know, like really truly see yourself the way others would see you, and hold yourself in that same regard, you talk about creating a different possibility for yourself. Wow. You know, and if you, and I've used this example before, you know, where it's, if you woke up tomorrow and you didn't you know, you had total amnesia, right? You didn't know who you were. You didn't know who anybody else was. Would you have this kind of judgments that you might have when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror? But if you didn't know anything, I wonder what that would change. You know, so if you got rid of all the baggage that you've carried around for your entire life, if you were willing to dump all that in the bottom of that same lake that I described earlier, would you be willing to? I am. I'm definitely willing to let go of all of that baggage and judgments. And so what were you going to say, John?
I think you said it. I don't exactly recall, but listening to what you said, it's like I got nothing to follow up on that right now.
Yeah. And so let's, you know, I know that we're about to go to our second break here. And, you know, when we come back, let's look at some questions and some tools that we can actually implement in this last section of our conversation today. So stay tuned, guys, for some more tidbits.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You guys, we're so grateful you're listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Betsy McLaughlin and my guest today, John Wheeler. And we are talking about judgment and beauty beyond judgment, and what does that mean, and how do we create it? And so before we dive back in, would like, you had mentioned a little bit earlier the body of change conversation that's going on right now with Dr. Lisa Cooney, and we've got five other facilitators. So it's a joint call that you guys could find out if you're interested in more information at drlisacooney.com. And it is a, what is it, six-part series? Yes. So Lisa and one facilitator per call, and then all of us are together in one call. And we've had a couple of conversations so far. John was our first conversation, and then Allison Cox and Desiree Dumond, Sarah Grandinetti, myself. And the conversations have just been phenomenal about, and everybody's got, you know, coming from a different place about bodies, and John's was about ease, and it's just been magical. So, and it's being translated in quite a few different languages. So check it out at drlisacooney.com. We would love for you guys to come and play with us. And John, if somebody's interested in finding you, how can they do that?
The easiest way would be to go to my website, which would be www.john-wheeler.com.
Fantastic.
There's lots of easy, it's really easy to navigate. So you could probably find anything you wanted about me or what's coming up, where I am around the world.
Great. You know, and he is on Facebook as well. As I am, so Betsy McLaughlin, and you can find me either through that, Facebook, Imperfect Brilliance. You guys will be able to listen to this replay again through the Ohm Times archives, and we're just having a marvelous time. And again, so grateful that you're listening. We really, truly are. And it's really interesting. So the definition of beauty, and John messaged it to me, and I was laughing because I had already looked it up myself earlier, was, and there was a quote from John Keats, "A thing of beauty is the joy forever." And I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? And so the definite, one of the definitions of beauty is an assemblage, excuse me, if I could say the word, an assemblage of graces, or an assemblage of properties in the form of the person or any other object which pleases the eye. So isn't that an interesting definition of beauty?
Well, and it was funny because when I looked that up and sent it to you during one of the breaks, I was looking going, ah, no wonder I got this, like, well, how the hell do you have, how do you have beauty beyond judgment? Because beauty exists but judgment. And then when I read that, I'm like, ah, it's even in the definition of the word in English that it's pleasing to the eye. And then I'm going, well, geez, how much judgment does it take to determine what's pleasing to your eye?
Yes, exactly. I know. And I was laughing, going, okay. And, you know, then you see the conundrum, which we can put ourselves in. Well, John, with all of this, and this really fascinating conversation about how do you go beyond this judgment that we're so aware of, whether it's subtle or not so subtle, we're doing it, we're not doing it. So you had mentioned a little earlier, the first thing is to acknowledge where you might be judging yourself. But what questions can people ask, or tools they can start implementing in their life as they are desiring to create more freedom and more space in their world, and whatever that might be for them.
Cool. Well, the first question that just popped into my head as you said this was to ask yourself, so once you acknowledge that you're judging, some of the questions, the first one that jumped in my head was, if I wasn't judging me here, what would I choose? And that's looking at the energy of it, of, okay, I'm judging myself. If I wasn't judging, would I continue to choose to judge myself, or would I choose something different? And again, if you choose to judge yourself, you're not wrong. And if you're going to, hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully you're getting something out of it. You know, sometimes it's fun to judge yourself, to look like what someone wants you to look like. If they think you're ugly and you're like, you are so right, I'm so ugly, can you help me? You might get a free makeover or something. Who knows? But that's the first question I look at with that is, if I wasn't judging myself, what would I choose? Another question was the one that I gave a bit ago, that Dr. Dane asked often, which is, what's the beautiful energy beneath this?
Mm-hmm.
Which you can ask about anything, not even, and that's what this beauty thing too, it's not even just about bodies. And when we were creating this and Betsy was looking at graphics, we had so many different graphics, and each of the graphics was completely different and had completely different energies of what beauty is. And it's like, what could you acknowledge in your life right now that's actually beautiful? If you weren't doing judgment of an object or of yourself, what beauty is actually available that you haven't acknowledged? And sort of a home play or exercise, if you will, that I was thinking of during the last little break was, what if you gave yourself permission to get brutally honest with you, to sit down and make a list of all of the ways in which you've judged yourself? And not from the place of making yourself wrong because you're judging yourself, but actually getting honest with you. How are you judging you? What is it that you're judging? Are you too fat? Are you too thin? Is your hair the wrong color? Are your eyes the wrong color? Whatever it is, whatever judgment comes up. You have enough money? You don't have enough money. You have the right clothing? You don't have the right clothing. You can't afford to travel? You'd like to afford to travel. Whatever the judgment is, write it down. And then actually be willing to go back and look at those and ask, are they true? Is that true about you? So if you have the judgment of, I'm too fat, okay, is it true that you're too fat? And then look at if it isn't true, which most of them you might find you don't think are, they're not true for you. If they're not true for you, then looking at, where did you buy them? Who did you buy them from? When did you buy them? Where did you buy them? And it isn't about making someone else wrong. It's not about saying, oh, I bought this from my parents. My parents are judgmental cows. It's, okay, cool, I bought it from my parents. And would I still like to buy this? Would I still like to make this real and true for me? So doing an exercise like that is something more pragmatic. It's something more tangible. Anyone can do it. But really just sitting down and getting clear with you, being present with you of what you're judging. It's that acknowledgement piece again. Acknowledging the judgment that you have, and then again going into question. Instead of buying it as real, is it actually true? Who did I buy it from? Where did I buy it from? A really fun question is, when did I buy it? Like, is it a new judgment that you just, you know, you chose today? Or is it a judgment that you've had for most of your life? And mm-hmm. What's really cool, it doesn't matter who, where, when, how, or why. And the acknowledgement of it and the question of it, there's a choice that is available that can change it. And that, if I had to give you one little thing, is that whatever judgment's going on in your world, at any point in time, if you're willing to acknowledge it and be aware of it, you can choose to change it. And if you can hear Bethy's and I's conversation and you can follow the conversation, chances are you're in a place where you're actually ready to change it. You've just been waiting for someone to say, you got this. And you do.
Oh, totally have this. Absolutely. And I love that you brought that piece into this conversation. Thank you so much. Because this does not have to be hard. You know? it doesn't. And, you know, so with no matter where you are, no matter how much you've beaten yourself up or not beaten yourself up or wherever you might be at this point in time, you have the choice to choose whatever you'd like right now. And then again, and again, and again, and again. So you're not, and so when you have that as your, the way you're going to live, as opposed to, well, I've made this choice and I'm going down this path and I can't veer off this path because that's the choice I made, right? And then you feel like you're stuck in cement and you can't figure out why your life is getting harder and harder and harder. But you've decided these things, right? So you're not allowed to change. When you give yourself the freedom and the permission to have choice, make change, have choice, make change, have choice, make change, then it really does give you a lot more freedom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So with this... Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that I like to share with my my counseling clients often when they come in with judgments, excuse me, is when they come in with a judgment of what they've chosen before, and then they somehow are using that to stick them now. Like, well, this is the way it's always been. And, or they're hard on themselves, like, well, I screwed this up. Like, I've had the same conversation 10 times, and last time I did the opposite of what I wanted. And the one thing, if I can give anyone anything, is wherever you are right now, whatever's going on, you're doing the best you can with what you got. Mm-hmm. And if this is your first time hearing this conversation, great. You now have the tools, you have the information, you have the energy, you have the permission to change it. And maybe that's all you were missing. And this thing that Betsy's saying with the make a choice, make it like choose, make a change, choose, make a change, is that that really is how the world works. And we've somehow decided that it doesn't work that way, that you can't change things. Everything's set in stone. And if anything, right now going on around the world with all the changes and policies and restrictions and health and public health, it's like, it's become pretty clear that change happens in an instant. One day you were traveling and you could leave your home, and the next day you're not allowed to leave your home, and you're not allowed to touch people, and you're not allowed to go grocery shopping. It's like, if this time of life has showed any of us anything, it's at least that choice is real and change can happen in an instant.
So true. So true. So if you could choose anything for your life, John, what would that be?
You know, right now, it's been really doing more things like this, actually getting to talk with people about, you know, what's going on and changes taking place. And really, it's like I get a joy out of it, and I get a little fun and play out of talking with people, but really actually getting people to a place to acknowledge that things can change. Things are that you do have a choice, and the only thing keeping it from happening is you. And I can say that from personal experience, because using the tools that I now go around facilitating, I've completely changed my life from not traveling very much, not having much money, not enjoying living. Like, it was go to work every day, 9-to-5 job, you know, make the minimum wage, making enough money to make ends meet, and now being able to travel and talk with people and enjoy my body and enjoy my relationships. It's like, that is possible. And so for me, if I could choose anything right now and have anything that I desire, it would be to really continue to choose what I'm choosing and to continue to empower people to know that they do have choice. And that possibility is just a choice away.
Mm, I love that so much. And same for me. Same for me. And to keep reaching, you know, and there really is no limit to whatever it is you desire to create in your life. And to know that you actually already know.
Yeah. Even when you don't think you do.
Well, what you're doing. You actually do. So, John, thank you so much for this amazing conversation today and choosing beyond the judgment and whatever that is for you in your life. And the beauty of this conversation has really, there are so many pearls and gems in here. So I'm really grateful for this conversation and for you coming today.
Thank you for inviting me. Like I said, doing that call with Lisa, with the East, with Bodies, and then now doing this show, this topic with you is like really starting to look at, okay, going back to what you said, what do I actually know with this? So thank you for being you and the invitation and having the radio show and allowing me to be your guest, because I could have the conversation if I didn't have the platform. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
For the invitation.
You're very welcome. And, you know, it's really funny. There's
there's been places in my life where, you know, I had certainly judged the heck out of myself and cut off all possibilities of conversations, and now realizing how much I have limited myself. So I love having these conversations for different possibilities and different choices. John Wheeler, everybody, thank you so much for being my guest today. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. Have a great week, John. Thank you so much. Bye.